Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Lil Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Lil Critters gummy vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Lil Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. Family time is precious, and connecting over a home-cooked meal, now that's what love is all about. But for most of us, finding the time to plan meals, do the shopping, and cook from scratch can feel impossible. That's where Gobble comes in. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18-plus gourmet meals, mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean recipes, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We had the turkey enchiladas the other night, and it was a huge crowd favorite in my home with all my children and Kyle. It was absolutely delicious and, more importantly, easy to prepare. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/livingfully. That's gobble.com/livingfully. That offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best, and that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. I want to thank Smart Cups so much for sponsoring today's podcast. You'll hear more about Smart Cups in the middle of this podcast, but head to smartcups.com and enter the code Mallory20 for a discount. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. I am here with a special guest today. I have invited my husband, Kyle, to come on this podcast because we are talking about something that we're both kind of dealing with in our household and making plans for, and just because you guys like him, and I like him too,
Mallory,
for the most part.
Thank you for having me back on your podcast. I appreciate it.
Let's get really formal during this.
Okay.
Oh, man. Well, we're excited to come here today and do this podcast because I had a different idea for what I was going to record, but I felt like this one really hit home for me because it's coming out on the Monday of the first big holiday, Thanksgiving. And because three times this week, I heard someone say, if we can just make it through the holidays, or, well, we just got to make it through Christmas. And I said, you know what? With the whole subject of this podcast and everything that we talk about living fully, I said, we have to do a podcast on this, because when I heard someone say that, I just thought, man, first off, like, what a wake-up call. And, you know, I just hate for anyone to think, I just have to make it through something that is supposed to be a true moment of, like, living your life to the fullest. So Kyle and I wanted to talk today about some things that we do to stay present in the holiday and to make the holidays more manageable so that we can enjoy the holidays with each other and with our families and just in general. So you got anything to say about that before we get started, Kyle?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. And one of the reasons, and I tell Mal this a lot, that I fell in love with her, when you wake up, you're just excited for the day. And I love how much you love holidays. It's so funny. She gets amped for them. And they truly are special. And I know we're both very lucky to have very good family dynamics on both sides. So sometimes the holidays for different people, they aren't in that same situation. So it is stressful. But one of the things that I always remember is just kind of leaning into that and just being present in the moment. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point, because we like to put ourselves in the shoes of other people listening to this podcast. And we totally get that for some people, for a lot of people, holidays bring on stress. But for some people, holidays, you know, remind them of past trauma, or they remind them of not necessarily good memories. So we want to give you guys some tangible tips today, just from things that we feel like we do during the holidays, and hope that it can help us all to get in the mindset of having the most joyful holiday. That's what the my merch shirt says, live joyfully. So that's going to be the theme of this podcast. And we're going to keep it kind of short today, because we know this is probably a busy week for you guys getting ready to leave for the holidays. So I'm going to start out with my first point is, stop dead in your tracks if you ever say, I just got to make it through December. I just have to make it through the holidays. I want that to be a wake-up call for you, because if you're saying that, you're putting it out into the universe, you're putting it out to your family, and that is truly going to be how you project yourself through the holidays. So let's all just take a step back and think, what are the holidays? The holidays are a celebration of family and of a wonderful year. And if you're a Christian, or if you're a person that, you know, celebrates the real meaning of Christmas, like, look at all of the good and the joy that is in Christmas. So if you're saying to yourself, I just need to make it through December, I want you to think of the things that you're prioritizing and thinking about. Because I bet, because I've been in your position before, that it's consumer things like gifts, that it is people pleasing, like, I've got to do these 9 things for these 10 people. And I just challenge you to take a step back. Or if you hear someone else say that, say, you know, try and bring out something good about Christmas. Say, oh yeah, we're so excited about Christmas. What do you guys do for Christmas? And try and get them to focus on and think about the good things. So that's kind of my first one. Just stop dead in your tracks if you feel like you say that. That's your wake-up call. And then let's move forward.
Yeah. And to piggyback on what Mal said, really think about why you're getting stressed out for the holidays. Is it the simple reasons like, oh my God, I don't know what to get anybody, or I'm about to spend a ton of money at the mall trying to buy these gifts? Like, there's ways around that to actually enjoy it and to really kind of find the things that you enjoy about the holidays. If you hate going, you know, making a list to buy everybody gifts, maybe stop at your favorite restaurant before, get you something to eat, make it, you know, carry somebody you like with you. I don't know. I just kind of find that helpful, kind of find the reasons why those things are stressing you out. And I know it's stressful, especially when you have kids, packing everybody up, going, you know, going here, going there, going yonder. I mean, there's just some stuff you can't escape. But and that's okay. Some stress is okay during the holidays. I feel like it makes the holidays, you know.
Some stress is okay, but yeah. I do think that, like, you know, you really can, just like we talk about on this podcast a lot, you can really make it better. It doesn't have to be 100% better. Maybe it's 10% better this year, or maybe it's 25% better. That's at least 25% better than it would have been had you not been intentional about it. And I'm going to tell you a story. Everyone always likes stories, because it is an example of, I think, how Kyle and I have failed at this in a way. So do you remember, I think it's when we first started dating. So Kyle lived in an area of Nashville called the Gulch. I lived on Music Row. And, you know, we used to spend a lot of time at Kyle's place in the Gulch. And I can still, like, remember this visual. So he had this kind of like a one room, really cool loft, had these concrete floors. And I can still remember this Christmas. I got really obsessed, as did Kyle, with gifts. I want to say, like, to second tier people, like people you work with, or, you know, distant relatives, like not your core group of people. Not only did we get obsessed with gifts, we got obsessed with gift wrapping. And to the point where I can still remember when Kyle and I were like, we were super, super stressed. And I can remember Kyle got super obsessed with this chalkboard wrapping paper that he was going to write things on. So he's like wrapping his gifts. We have all the right tape, all the right scissors, all the right bows and ribbons. And I can just kind of feel the stress from that Christmas. And while I do show beautiful wrapping, because, you know, I show lifestyle content and I love to share things like that, that is not the priority of mine anymore. If I'm showing it for content, that's one thing, and I love to wrap gifts nicely, but I can just feel that stress around that. And I remember, like, you were really obsessed with like a golf ball finder gift for this very distant person, and like I was really obsessed with like a godparent gift, and it didn't have to be that big. It didn't have to be that much. And I just think that's like an example of, in our own life, how those over-the-top things, they can be the overwhelming memory of Christmas sometimes.
Yeah, and I guess, and what, Mal, when you talk about that, is so funny. I remember that too. And it just makes me think, you know, if you can keep it simple, you tend to enjoy it a lot better, especially when it comes to the holidays. And one of my favorite memories, I kind of like think about Christmases and all that, and you always have a fun time. But one of the best feelings is like when all the wrapping paper is on the floor, all the gifts are open, and it's just that moment everybody's just kind of sitting around. And for some reason, there's a peace in that. And then it goes back. You spend all that time picking out the right wrapping paper and this and that, all for it to be on the floor, and then you're just sitting around the people you love. And I feel like that's the most important thing for me in our family, what I want to instill in our family and our children about the holidays. But yeah, the more simple you can keep it, I promise, the better it will be.
Yeah. And I think that like another way to do that, so we were just thinking back on like memories and stories. I want you to think of a really amazing holiday moment. I want you to go in your mind to a Christmas that was just filled with joy. And I want you to think of, what was that moment where you can feel that joy? I can think of one of mine. It was only like a few years ago. Do you remember when all of the cousins came over and we were making Christmas cookies together with all the icing?
Yeah.
After we went and like sang these Christmas carols at a nursing home, like all of my cousins just like happened to stop by. We all live on this farm in Kentucky together, and we happened to be home, and that was the memory that I remember.
Now, I remember your brothers making some inappropriate Christmas cookies.
Yeah, they did.
Would you
make
like
some
to
inappropriate Christmas
dive
cookies
into that, or should
no
we? Okay.
And I remember too, like, remember whenever we used to kind of all sit around and sing on Christmas Eve. I can, like, those are the memories.
Wait, what?
We all used to sit around, like, and play guitar and sing songs at the Irvin Christmas on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that may have been before me.
No, it wasn't before you.
I don't remember
it was
that.
Definitely in the middle. Maybe that was in your drinking days, Kyle. You don't remember.
I remember one Christmas in our neighborhood, like, all the parents made all the kids get together and go sing Christmas carols door to door. And I hated that. I hated putting on this performance.
Oh, I'm sure so, you were putting on a
that's
real
a memory
performance,
of
Kyle.
That's a bad memory of Christmas, I guess. I don't know what made me think of that. But
like, it's about the memories. And it's, I always try and think, because we get so obsessed with gifting. And while I am a person that truly loves to give a good gift, that I think that's one of the things that I love the most, I think about, you know, those Christmases where I wanted something so, so badly. And did I even like it 1 year later? Like, no, things are just things. And especially when we have children, I just think of all of these toys that come into our home. And I end up like giving them away, throwing them away, I feel like, a few months later, because they grow out of them so quickly. And it's just like, they like the wrapping paper and the boxes better at this point in time anyways. It's just, you know, the pile of plastic on the floor, you hear people say that, it's just, it's not the same as those memories. So if we can all just shift just a little bit toward making those memories, I feel like our holidays can be really special. And here are a couple of ways that I feel like I do that. Kyle and I are both lucky, like we said, to come from families who are very understanding and are great and get along. And what I really like about our families is they don't make us feel pressure if we have to miss out on something, if we have to show up somewhere a few hours late, if we have to choose not to come two nights early to something. But if you are from a family that makes you feel pressure and you've got 20 different Christmases, I challenge you this holiday season to prioritize your own family, because at the end of the day, your own core family and your children's Christmas, you know, that's what really matters. And if you're driving across the country overnight and your kids are getting sick because they've missed out on sleep and you have to go to your second cousin's Christmas who you don't even talk to or see except for at the second cousin's Christmas, take a step back and think, what's one way that I can prioritize my own family this holiday season? And is there something maybe that I need to say no to, whether it's a whole Christmas or whether it's a responsibility? Did you say yes to cooking three dishes at a Christmas when you know that you are going to be so stressed out doing that, and that's going to take you away from your own family? I'm always for giving to other people, but keep yourself in check with that, especially during the holiday seasons. I feel like we put ourselves under a lot of pressure.
If you've been wanting to learn a new language because you're traveling abroad and you want to experience that country beyond just the touristy spots, then Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can learn anywhere. Rosetta Stone teaches through immersion. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, by reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast-track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish to French to Italian, German, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. Rosetta Stone has been around for 30 years and used by millions because it works. As you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's also an amazing value. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Living Fully podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. As a woman, we all know what it's like to be on a hormonal roller coaster. I certainly know personally what it's like, cravings and up and downs and all the things that come along with it. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier by creating supplements with science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Adaptogens help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And this isn't just for women going through something like menopause. Women with any symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. But it's perfect for those horrible menopausal symptoms that can really put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes, night sweats, low mood, poor sleep, and the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. Lastly, it's not just a supplement. It's a phenomenon. There's a huge rave on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold about every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code LIVINGFULLY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code LIVINGFULLY for 15% off today.
Like Mal said, we're very lucky. Both of our families are you know, there's not stress from either side. You know, we miss you. You need to come here, this or that. It's very, they're very understanding. And so one of those things, like if you do have a family that it's a little harder that, you know, if you've got that stress, one thing I would think if it were me, what I would do, I'd, when my kids get older, I would want to be a parent to make them not experience that.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, that's a great point.
So maybe now in the now time, it's just kind of stressful and it is what it is. And you've got to make your own decision. But really think about your, how you feel in that situation. When your kids grow up, I would say, you know, I want to make it easy as possible for my son or daughter and their significant other through the holidays. So that's one thing to kind of think about in that situation.
I want to thank today's sponsor, Smart Cups, so much for sponsoring the podcast. We really, really love these energy drinks called Smart Cups. They have the most amazing energy. You don't crash from them. And I want to mention Smart Cups specifically in this episode because I think it would make a great stocking stuffer. So they're basically these amazing energy drinks that you put water in this cup and they turn into a drink. You don't crash from them. They taste great. They've actually reformulated their flavors. And I have a discount code. It's Mallory20. So head to smartcups.com, enter the code Mallory20, and you guys try these out if you haven't tried them yet. You know, also, like, I can remember going to Christmases where if you're going to your significant other or you're like your spouse or, you know, if you're a person that has to stay in town to work and you're going to your friend's Christmas, think of times where you walked in the door and you didn't really know anyone at such an important event. And think of, you know, did someone make you feel welcome? If there's a person like that at your Christmas where it's like their first Christmas or they're a person that isn't in the group as much, like prioritize making that person feel welcome. I feel like always if you can take yourself out of your own things and focus on someone else, I just feel like that can also put things into perspective. And that, like, that leads me into, you know, something that I've really been thinking about a lot because we just did this charity event. Some of my friends in Nashville and I, we did a charity event for the second time this year. It was to benefit the homeless community in Nashville. And, you know, homelessness has been a cause that's been close to my heart. And I know that a lot, it's a very polarizing cause, but I just really feel for someone that doesn't have a family, doesn't have a home during the holiday, especially.
And let me mention, I'm sure Mal hasn't shared this. Mal used to teach music to the homeless community here in Nashville. How many days a week did you? One day a week. Yeah, one day a week she'd teach music class, and her class was full.
And it was sweet. I missed doing that.
Sorry, go on.
No, it's okay. But I feel like doing that event, it really puts things into perspective. And they were like sharing all of these statistics last night about what causes homelessness. And a lot of times it's like loss of a job or a mental illness. And, you know, yeah, while maybe some things are in people's control, more it's something like an addiction, you know, we also talk a lot about that on this podcast too. And I feel for anybody that's struggling during the holiday season. And so anyways, long story short, this event, it just really puts things into perspective and it helps me to do these things like try not to focus too much on gifts or try to say no to responsibilities or try to choose my own family and stay present during the holidays. So, you know, if there is an opportunity, I feel like where you can give back in a way, whether it's donating to someone or I've paid off like layaways before. You know, I know you're not supposed to say all of the nice things that you do for people, but I feel like it, you know, I'm giving you ideas of things. There are so many things you can do. I remember one time, my friend Sean and I, we bought like 50 hot chocolates from Starbucks. This was before children, when we had all this time during the day, we could do things like this. And we just took them around to the homeless community or, you know, to people that were working at a desk somewhere and didn't look like they were happy. Not a desk. You can't like walk into an office. But, you know, if you happen to be somewhere where someone looks like they could use a smile on their face. So here's your hot chocolate. And I still to this day have had no one say, no, I don't want the hot chocolate. Find a way to shift your perspective a little bit and think of the people that have a lot less during this holiday season.
Yeah. And I also, maybe you're, you know, that's the thing. If you don't have a lot of family or
you're just in the early stages of starting a family, I always think that's a good idea. Maybe your holiday is about helping others. Going down, it's not about gifts. Maybe go down to the mission, start some traditions like that. Because I feel like holidays kind of all go back to traditions.
Yeah,
at some
I was
going
to. Tradition was my next point, Kyle.
Oh, Mallory.
We've really been reading each other's minds a lot.
I know.
We're very connected in a lot of ways. I guess it's just living with a person, you just feel like you start saying the same things and thinking the same things, eating the same things, doing the same things, which leads us into traditions. So I feel like starting a young family, we start to think now, what are our own traditions? And what are they going to be? And then making them a thing. And, you know, think of maybe some traditions that you loved when you were a family. I remember when we were little, we would unwrap the nativity scene and set it up together. Now, it did ensue in like a little bit of a spat between my brothers and sisters when you didn't unwrap baby Jesus and you got like a sheep of some sort instead. And I started to cheat where I would like wrap baby Jesus, especially the year
before. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I do feel bad about that. And I'm sorry to my siblings, but they don't listen to this.
You're horrible.
I just wanted to put baby Jesus in the manger of the nativity scene. But, you know, think of those traditions. Is it making Christmas cookies or is it hanging your stockings together or is it unwrapping one gift like you guys did? You unwrapped one gift the night before, right?
Yeah, we were allowed to unwrap one gift. And I remember when we were younger, my mom would always kind of force a gift on us to unwrap. And I'd get so pissed off because it'd be like Christmas PJs.
Oh, so and she cheated also.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my one gift sucks. I don't want PJs because, you know, you want whatever you want. And one thing I remember, yes, little traditions like that. And we always left cookies and milk for Santa. And sometimes Santa would spill the milk and leave it on the floor. Santa. So just little things like that. And one, my cousin Chris, one of their traditions he had with his daughters the night before, and I'm going to do with this with Ford and Shepherd and how many of these other little crumb snatchers we have. The night before, you make some reindeer food.
Oh, for the reindeer?
Yes.
Because there might be some kids listening to this, so.
Well, I'm telling them how to make
reindeer
food.
When they land, it would be great if they could eat reindeer food.
Well, it attracts the reindeer, Mallory.
Oh.
So they're sure to stop at your house. So, and the reindeer food consists of, I'm going off memory here, and it's probably been 20 years.
Isn't it marshmallows and glitter?
A little bit of marshmallows, some Cheerios, and some glitter, I believe.
Ooh, yeah.
And you sprinkle it around your front yard.
And it attracts the reindeer.
And it attracts the reindeers.
That's
so
a good idea,
Kyle. That's a fun little tradition that I'm going to steal from my cousin.
That's sweet.
And use for our family.
I love that.
And it's stuff like that that just is what makes the holidays special. And what I know our family's going to look forward to a lot more than gift giving and all that other stuff.
Well, I think too, I talk a lot about too on the podcast that I want, I think a lot in the future, we talk about legacy or we talk about how your kids will remember you or we talk about things like that. And put yourself 20 years from now and think of your children sitting there and talking about the things that they loved most about Christmas and really think, what are those things going to be? It's probably going to be your dad dropping reindeer food in the front yard or making Christmas cookies with your cousins or
putting up Christmas lights. Or
yeah.
I'm so lucky to have my family made so many, and I know yours too, you know, has helped me have so many fond memories of Christmas. And that's just what I want to do for our little family.
And we're going to do that. And lastly, I want to speak to the person because, like, I feel like I've been this person too. Are you a person that, you know, you're going home to your family and maybe there's something in your life that you're feeling insecure about? Maybe you are really wanting to be in a relationship and you don't have that special someone. Maybe you're in a job that you don't love and, you know, you know that this isn't your lifelong career and you're kind of unhappy. And is there a person at Christmas, as soon as you walk in that door, that's going to be like, you haven't met somebody yet? Or are you still in that same job? And I want to encourage you, before you walk in, like, go ahead and anticipate. Okay, somebody's going to say something like that. And think about, how are you going to handle that? you say something and then you move on and you have a great Christmas. You answer the question and say something like, I haven't found someone yet, but I'm thinking this is going to be my year. Or yes, I'm still in that job, but here's what I'm thinking is going to happen next. Like, I'm really glad that this job kind of taught me this because I want to do this.
I can just visualize.
Positive about that.
I can just visualize now people driving to Christmas dinner saying out loud to themselves, I'm not going to go off on Aunt Peggy when she asked me about my boyfriend. I'm going to breathe.
Not even like go off. If you're a person that's going to go off, yes, let's work on that. But also, sometimes something that someone says to you at a special event can ruin the holiday. And I just want to challenge you to let it roll off your back. And to stand in your truth and stand in your like life of seeking to live your life to the fullest and living fully. And don't let something that someone says or someone bringing something up that's hurtful, don't let that ruin such a special thing like the holiday. And really, you know, be present and think, I've already thought through this in my head and I'm going to have an awesome holiday. And I'm all about visualizing and manifesting and picture next year. And picture your holiday next year and picture you showing up with a person that you really love and introducing them to your family. And you picture yourself in a job that you really love and telling your family about that. I just feel like those thoughts are super powerful. And I remember like thinking about things like that at Christmases. I'm always like, I wonder what next Christmas will hold. Will I have another baby? Will I be married? Will I have this type of deal or be doing this thing that I really want to do? Will I have a podcast? Will my book be out? You know, things like that.
Yeah. And, you know, it makes me think of think about the holiday you want to have that's going to be special and make you happy and do that.
And do that. And do that in the next year. Make that happen.
Whatever's going to make you happy, whatever that is, and have that kind of holiday.
Yeah. Right. If something doesn't make you happy, this sounds like a no-brainer, but don't do it, especially during such a special time like the holidays. So we just wanted to kind of talk about living joyfully and share.
Now, I've got one last topic.
Oh, I apologize, Kyle.
How many times are you going to try to pull me under the mistletoe this year?
You hush. Oh, Kyle is very flirty all the time.
We can talk about that off air.
Oh, well, I really appreciate all of you guys listening always. And I just really love kind of bringing my community into these conversations where I feel like they can really make a change in our lives. And I just want everyone to have the most amazing holiday season this year. So I think a big part of that is kind of getting inspired and getting in the right mindset before it gets going. So thank you guys so much for listening to this. Thank you to my special guest, Kyle, across the table from me. We have a sweet baby we've been watching on the monitor this whole time. And Shepherd's such a little angel. He's like got his eyes open right now in the crib, just wide awake, just, I guess, listening from a distance. He said he's going to have a guilt and stress-free holiday also. But thank you guys so much for listening to this. And I wish all of you guys a happy holiday and so much joy with your families or your families that you've made your families or your friends or your coworkers, you know, whoever it is that you're spending this special time with. So thanks so much for listening and tune in next Monday for more.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.